keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flat Stick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It is 9:30 in the AM, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. I wish you all a happy and healthy Tuesday. You made it over the Monday Mountain, and it's getting cooler, but the sun is out and shining bright today, so take advantage of that while you still can. We've got a very informative show ahead of you today. We have the Assistant Mayor of Lander, Regine Strube-Fossen, here to talk about the Table Mountain Living Community. Is Lander's city-owned healthcare facility, which was just approved to apply for an infrastructure grant. This is awesome. Regine will fill us in on the history of the project and what they have in store for the facility in the coming months. Before we get to our first guest and weather update, we have a quick couple messages here. A happy birthday to Ms. Emma Leah Hill. If you see Emma out there, be sure to wish her a big happy birthday and a happy birthday from us all at KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM and County 10 as well. We also have a quick message from one of our sponsors at Palace Pharmacy. Palace Pharmacy is having an anniversary sale to celebrate 1 year in the new location. To celebrate, they're doing 21% off all gift items this week through this Friday, December 10th. Listen to Coffee Time and our radio stations for updated info on special gift items at Palace Pharmacy each week until Christmas. So don't forget, that's going to be 21% off all gift items this week going up through December 10th. So you definitely want to take advantage of that awesome sale at Palace Pharmacy. Quick weather update as well before we go to a break. And our first guest today is going to be mostly sunny, highs around 44 degrees, wind chill values down to 10 degrees. With a west wind gusting up to 28 miles per hour. So still pretty windy here throughout most of Fremont County. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 26 degrees, wind chill values as low as 16, and still some gusting winds up to 23 miles per hour even in the night. Tomorrow is going to be very similar to today as well, but for most of the county, until Thursday when it cools down, there's going to be a 30% chance of precipitation on Thursday going into Friday with a 50% chance. So you're going to be likely seeing some rain and snow coming Thursday and Friday. So be on the lookout for that. Once again, we're going to be chatting with the Assistant Mayor of Lander when we come back from a quick word from our sponsor.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Do you have a product or business idea, but you're not sure if it's a viable idea and have questions? That's where we come in. Hi, this is Brian Young with Impact 307 in Fremont County. Our goal is to help potential small businesses in Wyoming get off the ground, which means we're here to help you. It's free and confidential, so let's talk. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Find out more at impact307.org, click on the locations tab, and you'll find me on the Fremont County page.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy. The Lander community is a special place. As Teton Therapy celebrates its 10th anniversary in Lander this month, we're inviting the whole community to join us. On Thursday, December 16th, we'll open our doors from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Please come by to share some great food and meet the therapists and staff who have made a special place even better. We'll see you December 16th at 5:30 at Teton Therapy's Lander Clinic, 425 Lincoln Street. And thank you, Lander, for 10 great years.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I am your host, Vince Tropea, and we are in studio today with the assistant mayor of Lander, Wyoming, Mrs. Regine Struby-Fossen. How are you doing today, Ms. Regine?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. We've got a lot to talk about today because you guys had a very packed council meeting at the last council meeting, something that was approved for an infrastructure grant for the Table Mountain Living Community. Could you give us a little background info about the Table Mountain, because that was a relatively new name as well, too, correct?
It is. Yeah, and the city has so much going on, but I am especially passionate about the Table Mountain Living Community. Lander has some assisted living available, but we have no memory care available. And when I get old, and when I have older people in my family, I would love them to have that full continuum of care in Lander so that they can have independent living, assisted living, memory care if needed, skilled nursing living, and clear through the continuum of health care. So very exciting for me to talk about this.
Well, I'm glad because you seem to have a lot of knowledge about it as well. Could you explain to our listeners too, who might not know, what is the memory care facility, because this sounds kind of new to me.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I'll just talk about a couple of those that I said. Independent living would be more like we have at Aspen Meadows, where they live in a duplex, they've downsized, they don't need as much room, but they are living completely independently.
Okay.
Assisted living is where there are some daily functions that you have troubles with or no longer want to do. That might be preparing meals, that might be getting dressed or hygiene, mm-hmm. or taking prescriptions. So that's time to move into an assisted living facility. And then memory care is a skilled nursing facility, more like Westward Heights, where you need actual acute medical care. But perhaps you're fully mobile and functional, and you still need a great quality of life, but your memory is just not there. And there are all different levels of memory loss, as we know. So it would be great to have a facility in Lander where you know your loved ones or yourself can be in there and have the quality of life you need, even though you have some memory loss or some problems navigating in the daily world.
And this facility would provide that continuum of care.
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Now, how long ago was this? Was this initially approved? When did you get on the ground running with this?
Yeah, and it we move at the speed of city government.
Right.
So
right.
There was a task force formed under the Housing Authority in 2017. So the community was wonderful. The community donated funds to create a market study and a demand study.
Okay.
Excuse me. As citizens or family members, we all think, yeah, we need that. Yeah, we need that. But can it pay for itself?
Right.
So those studies were paid for by individual donations.
So that
fabulous
shows the
support.
Interest
yeah,
of what people want to invest into this.
Right.
Okay.
Then those studies, we went ahead and we went out and tried to solicit a developer and operator. We said, here's the study. We have the need for these facilities in Lander. Would you be interested? That is what took so long. It's hard to find a right fit for our community and someone that wants to take on a small facility like this.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, on that note, what is the scope of the facility? I know that's one of the setbacks, too. As you said, can we pay for it? What's the cost? Those
right.
kinds of things.
So the Table Mountain Living Community will have 36-bed unit.
Okay, yeah.
Currently, it's slated for 14 of those to be memory care units. And 14 to be assisted living housing opportunity.
Okay.
So, of course, we always want to build it with expansion in mind. Our community is going to grow. Our senior population is getting older. So we're trying to build it so that it could be expanded on later. But right now, that's what it is. 14 memory care units and 22, I guess that makes, if I'm doing my math right, assisted living units. To build a facility like that in this day and age
yeah.
is huge.
Yeah.
We don't have numbers yet because we don't have architectural plans yet.
Okay.
But we are searching for $13 to $15 million to make this happen.
Okay.
That's where the Business Council grant came in on last Tuesday. It's going to cost about $1 million to get water, sewer, fiber optics, all those kind of things to the site that's been selected.
And that was the grant you just applied for,
that
correct?
That is it, yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we should tell them where we've decided to put this.
Yeah, yeah. So Table Mountain. Yeah.
Table Mountain. And I have a picture here in front of Vince and I, and you really can see all of Lander if you look out on one side, and you can see Table Mountain if you look out on the other side of the facility. So it will be placed, I'm going to call it behind or east of Sage West Healthcare.
Okay.
So as you go up Buena Vista, we'll be doing improvements. Again, an infrastructure grant was just applied for improvements to Bishop Randall. Bishop Randall Hospital Drive. And we'll go up there and just continue on right past the hospital and onto a site that is in between the hospital and the golf course. Beautiful views from up there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that sounds amazing for the potential occupants of the facility. That's a pretty cool area.
It is.
So what's up next? What are the next steps? So you applied for the grant. What's the time frame, the hopeful time frame?
Yeah. We have a very aggressive time frame set right now because when you're asking for federal money and state monies to own and operate a facility, it just takes a lot of time. So we're going to ask USDA, which would be the major funding partner for this facility. We're in the pre-application phase now, and we're asking them for funds. We're hoping by March or April we'll know if those funds are awarded.
Okay.
That is also the same time frame for the infrastructure grant that we just applied for last Tuesday at Council. So we're talking early spring, April, March next year, that we'll know if the majority of our grant funds were received. That's going to be the key juncture where we decide the future schedule.
Gotcha. And that's when design comes into play. And that's why you can't have an exact number, because you can't have an exact number if you don't know the exact design.
So many moving parts before you know if the grant funds are dropping.
But you have to take those next steps each time to prevent any delays, correct?
Correct. So we're planning on in the spring having those grants awarded. Designs will actually start in the spring before the money drops. And then we're hoping to have a competitive construction bid out in early summer and start construction in June or July of 2022.
Wow.
So for federal grant and state grant monies, a six-month time frame is very aggressive. But remember, we've already been working on it for a couple years.
Right, right.
To get that done. Part of the moving parts are you have to have a site. So we've got that solved, Table Mountain Living Community. You have to have a design and developer, design and contractor. So we just talked about that. The only thing we haven't talked about is who's going to operate this facility.
Okay.
The Housing Authority Board took a lot of caution and care, went out for a competitive bid process, interviewed many operating firms, and so far we have selected Vetter and Vetter Health Services, Vetter Senior Living. Is where we're going to go forward and negotiate to operate the actual facility. So they're the ones that are going to tell us what the rooms look like. They're going to tell us what the activities look like. Are they going to plan trips? Are they going to have, how are they going to integrate into the community? So it's really exciting to work on that part of the project, too. That's going on in line with the schedule that we just talked about, so that when we open in the summer of 2023, we have an operator on board, and we can start taking residents.
And then you can start telling them what type of care they're going to, personal
Absolutely.
Care that they're going to provide.
Personal care. Mm-hmm.
How will people be able to reach out to be a part of that early on? Is it too early to say those kinds of things? Or?
Actually, it's never too early, right? We've already done a lot of community input during the first 2-3 years of this study. We're doing an additional or a brand new market and demand study for USDA. And so there may be some opportunities. Check the city Facebook page and Instagram to see if there's opportunities for input there. You can always call me at City Hall and give your input. And you can always call the Housing Authority Board to give input.
And what about folks who have interest in potential occupants to live at the facility? Mm-hmm.
That is too early. That will be winter of next year when we have a better idea on the construction date and the opening date. Then they would start taking deposits if you wanted.
Okay.
And I'm just saying that because I don't know how they're going to operate.
Right, right.
But that's when you start getting your name on a list if it's something that your family is interested in.
Okay.
So.
And then you did mention too, so there is a need for this type of facility in Lander, correct? Because the things that weren't offered before.
Right. So if I have a family member that needs memory care right now, mm-hmm. the closest I can place them is 120 miles away.
Wow.
There are facilities in Rock Springs and Casper, and then they branch out further away from that. So if my family grew up here and wants to age here and they need a little more assistance, I'd have to drive 120 miles, which makes it really hard on the family and the member that's in the unit.
Yeah.
So
that'll do amazing things for, I mean, to be able to not have to take a day off to just go visit right. one of your loved ones. You right. can just go take a lunch break with
sure.
them.
And the assisted living, there's more opportunity because we do have Showboat here in Lander that provides
right.
that service. We have Homestead in Riverton, and then there's Warm Valley Lodge up in Dubois. But again, if I have a loved one that needs some level of assistance, do I want to drive 70 miles to go have lunch with them? So what a great thing for Lander to have it right here in our hometown with our loved ones.
And potentially by 2023. That's not that far away.
No, it's not.
That's really not.
Considering
that sounds
how far,
far
we've
away.
Come, it's
uh-huh.
not that far away.
It got here quick because I remember chatting with you about this back
yeah.
in, what was that, May,
yeah.
when a lot of the first steps were being taken then too. So mm-hmm. this is awesome to see that one of your passion projects is going through and something that Lander really needs.
Very much. Part of that fundraising, like a $50 million facility, will be, again, a fundraising campaign. So the city does have to raise some money. There are funding that's not eligible
mm-hmm.
for grants. And so some of those operational costs, there will be a fundraising campaign. We'll get that started here after the beginning of the year. And like I said, the community has already shown that they're excited about this because they've already made some donations to get the studies done.
Just the studies.
The
even.
Studies.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go out in our fundraising campaign and ask for, an investment in our future such that we can get this here in Lander. It's going to be great.
Well, thank you so much for filling us in. Once again, Regine Strubey-Fossen, the Assistant Mayor of Lander, filling us in today on the Table Mountain Living community. Was there anything else about the community that you think people might want to know? Anything that any of our listeners might not be aware of in terms of the next steps? Or
I think it's just hard for the city to get information out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, how come I didn't know about that? How come I didn't know about that? So thank you for having me here today.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah.
This conversation is just getting started in a very excited way. And absolutely call your Housing Authority Board. Call the City of Lander. Check our Facebook and our Instagram sites because this is going to be pretty active on there. Pretty big deal for Lander.
And go to the Lander Council meetings. They Zoom them. They're open to the public. You got to go to these things.
They
people.
Are. And Vince has sat through many, many of those.
Yeah.
And they're not that painful, are they?
They're not that painful. Yeah. They're everyone's got to. Well, and honestly, too, I mean, you all get along pretty well. There's not. I think some people have a misconception of council meetings. There's bickering and all this stuff. And
right.
Like this is a staff that gets along
yeah.
pretty well.
Yeah. I love our council now and the previous council that got this project going. Just really invested in our community. So it's great to see.
That is great to see. Well, Regine, thanks again for so much for coming in today. When we come back, we're going to have a couple community news items to talk about here in just a moment after a word from our sponsors.
Have you been in the all-new Palace Pharmacy yet? You'll be delighted with the selection on goods throughout the store. Located in the former Pomida building, you'll find a little bit of everything, including clothes, beauty, and health products. Check out the ice cream parlor with specialty flavors and all the favorites. Don't forget Palace Pharmacy has a convenient drive-up window for picking up medications. And take advantage of the back-to-school vitamin program. It's all at Palace Pharmacy, Lander.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It is coffee time. I am your host, Vince Tropead. Once again, thanks to the Lander Mayor, Regine Strubey-Fossen, for coming in today and telling us about the Table Mountain Living Community. It's going to be Lander's city-owned healthcare facility that was just approved to apply for an infrastructure grant. She gave us the history about the facility as well as the next steps coming up. So we're just very thankful to have that information right from the source. Once again, we do want to announce that Palace Pharmacy, one of our sponsors, is going to be having an anniversary sale to celebrate 1 year in their new location. To celebrate, they're doing 21% off of all gift items this week through Friday, December 10th. That's this Friday. So listen to the show and our other radio stations, Jack FM, KDLY, and Check County 10 as well, for updated info on special gift items at Palace Pharmacy each week until Christmas. You don't want to miss the opportunity for those sales. That's going to be awesome. Quick heads up to any of our listeners in Riverton. The intersection of Smith and East Monroe is closed in Riverton. The city announced this Tuesday morning today that the intersection of Smith Road and East Monroe will be closed to through traffic today and tomorrow for sewer utility work. The intersection of Smith Road and East Monroe will be closed through traffic Tuesday, December 7th, and Wednesday, December 8th, according to a note or a post on their Facebook page. They do say that a detour route is set up to bypass the intersection. Work is being done on the sewer utility in that intersection, and they do apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your patience as well. Today is the Remembrance Day for the Pearl Harbor attacks on the U.S. that happened on Tuesday, December 7th. Governor Mark Gordon, in accordance with a presidential proclamation, has ordered both the U.S. and state of Wyoming flag to be flown at half-staff statewide in honor of the American patriots who died as a result of their service at Pearl Harbor. The proclamation from President Biden reads as follows. On December 7th, 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy attacked our forces at Pearl Harbor and the other locations in Hawaii, taking the lives of 2,403 service members and civilians and leading the United States to declare its entrance into World War II. It was a day that still lives in infamy 80 years later. As we mark National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, we honor the patriots who perished, commemorate the valor of all those who defended our nation, and recommit ourselves to carrying forth the ensuing peace and recognition that brought a better future for our world. Today, we give thanks to the greatest generation who guided our nation through some of our darkest moments and laid the foundations of an international system that has transformed former adversaries into allies. A decade ago, I paid my respects to the USS Arizona Memorial, where 1,177 crewmen lost their lives on that terrible December day. To this day, beads of oil still rise to the surface of the water, metaphorical black tears shed for those lost in the attack. Reading those names etched in marble was a mournful reminder of the sacrifices and the human cost of protecting our nation and the ideals this great country represents. Our nation remains forever indebted to all those who gave their last full measure of devotion 8 decades ago. We will never forget those who perished, and we will always honor our sacred obligation to care for our service members, veterans, and their families, caregivers, and survivors. The Congress, by Public Law 103-308, has designated December 7th of each year as National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim December 7th, 2021, as National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. I encourage all Americans to reflect on the courage shown by our brave warriors that day and remember their sacrifices. I ask us all to give sincere thanks and appreciation to survivors of that unthinkable day. I urge all federal agencies, interested organizations, groups, and individuals to fly the flag of the United States at half staff on December 7th, 2021, in honor of those American patriots who died as a result of their service at Pearl Harbor. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this third day of December in the year of our Lord 2021 and of the independence of the United States, the 246th. And once again, that was the proclamation read by President Biden in honor of the Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, Tuesday, December 7th. In local news, a Pavilion woman was sentenced for voluntary manslaughter. Pavilion woman Benny Lee Strock was sentenced to 15 to 20 years of imprisonment for voluntary manslaughter on Tuesday, November 30th. The hearing was overseen by the Honorable Judge Marvin Tyler. Strock was originally charged with murder in the second degree after being accused of killing her husband on Christmas Eve of last year. This sentencing comes after Strock entered into a guilty plea agreement back in September, under a Wyoming filed statute. And once again, she is sentenced to a minimum of 15 years and a maximum of 20 years imprisonment. And as a reminder, going into the Christmas season, it is around the corner, and I know some of us don't have Christmas trees just yet. The 2021 Christmas tree permits are now available for the Shoshone National Forest. Christmas tree permits are available to purchase online through recreation.gov, and details about the designated cutting areas, cutting dates, and types of trees will be found on that site as well. That can also be found on county10.com. You can find the link to this story by searching the headline, 2021 Christmas tree permits now available for Shoshone National Forest, and then that will provide all of the links to these sites that you need as well. It is important to carefully read the need-to-know information before purchasing the permit, so definitely check out the sites. There's an additional $2.50 service fee when purchasing a tree permit online through recreation.gov. Those permits are now available for purchase Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Shoshone National Forest District offices in Cody, Lander, and Dubois. And once again, those permits are also available at the Poposia One Stop here in Lander. One permit costs $8 and can be used for one tree up to 20 feet tall. So if you wish to cut a taller tree, additional permits must be purchased. Rules and regulations apply. Please follow the instructions that come with that permit. And once again, if you need to check that article out for all of the links, go to county10.com, search for 2021 Christmas tree permits now available at Shoshone National Forest. Thanks again to all of our listeners today, as well as our guest, the assistant mayor of Lander. Very exciting things in the pipeline for the Table Mountain Living community, that the facility that they're going to be building up near the golf course. Thanks again to our sponsors, Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gamble's Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, the White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. We couldn't do what we do on the show without you, and we appreciate everything that you guys do for the community as well. We're going to be chatting tomorrow with Dr. Dave Barker, the superintendent of Fremont County School District Number 1. He's going to give us a heads up on some of the things that are in the pipeline for the school district here. We also chatted with Matt Jacobson, the parent liaison and communications coordinator. They had a lot of interesting information to fill us in on. You don't want to miss that interview, which we will be airing tomorrow. Thanks again, everybody, for listening today, and have a good rest of your day. We will be back at it tomorrow.
Some call it the most beautiful place in Wyoming. We call it 1330 Country. 1330 AM.